This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
Hi, hey, we're Uncle Frank.
And you're listening to
Smoke Radio.
This one's called Gravy Babies, when everything's going
cool.
Goes like this.
It never stops. You know, we live our life and then we put our life down into our music. Depending on what mood we are in and what instrument either one of us pick up first, because we're both multi-instrumentalists, so we play everything, we engineer it, we produce it, we sing it, we write it. So it's very much a controlled environment for us as far as making the music. But then when we write about stuff, it's normally to do with life experience stuff. So that's how the music first comes about. But yeah, we had a single came out on Sunday night called Dance Instructor. It's a brand new single. It's going on our reissue deluxe version of the album, which comes out in a month or so's time. And that's called Smiles for Miles, and it's deluxe. It's a two CDs. One's got all the music on, and then we've put all our videos we've been making as well on there.
Describe that single that you just said in three words. How would you sell it in three words if you had to?
Sexy.
Fame.
Hot.
If you could pick anything on your rider, anything goes, what would you pick to have on your rider and why?
Oh, if we could have anything on the rider.
Yeah.
It changes, but at the minute for me, coconut water.
Why?
I just like it at the moment. It
tricks his mind into thinking he's being healthy when he's had McDonald's last night and Burger King today.
You've got to eat healthy on the road, and that's, you know, just tastes good and it doesn't unsettle you.
I used to have terrible stuff on my rider, but
such as
Stuff we don't want to talk about. But nowadays I've had everything possible you could think of on a rider, but now it's really boring. Like, I like honey, lemon, ginger, and hot water. Hot water's not really much of a requirement, but them three to like to have that to drink, and fresh mint.
For the massage.
Massage. Who's used to have massages on riders? But the days of, you know, stuff being flew in that's not meant to be flew in, they're long gone. So
I was looking on Twitter and you've done a cover of Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Yeah.
Could you please tell me more about that?
Me and Naeem are massive fans of Walt Disney music. We have been since The Jungle Book. This is serious
school,
now.
The old school Walt Disney, you know, so much the cheesy stuff now, but...
What, yeah. Jungle Book?
Jungle Book, Robin Hood, you know.
Fox and the Hound.
The 60s stuff, really.
Yeah, 60s stuff. But it's, you know, we love Walt Disney, we love the... It's all about melody. It's got beautiful melody, and my daughter wanted to go and see the Frozen film, and I took her, and it was absolutely amazing. I've got to say, it's like Walt Disney gone back to their best, and wicked songs, real cool story, and I just loved it. And I just thought, and at the time we were on a radio tour, and there was, you know, most radio stations like Live Lounges, they want you to play one original song and then they also want you to play one cover version. So we were like, we weren't going to go for the, you know, the normal, we'll do a cover of the Frozen song. I did it for my little girl, I suppose. And when she's seen it, she's like, Daddy, you're not singing it right. I was like, so I wish I hadn't bothered.
Let's get back to your music now. Describe the writing process of your songs. Sort of, how? What's the thought process in writing songs?
It, like, depends.
How does it come about?
Sometimes it's depends. A little, it's a catchphrase, or it's a little melody you've got in your head, or a sentence. But yeah, most of the time, we start with the music first.
Yeah, normally music first. Yeah, and then the mood of that music can just go from one end of the spectrum to the other, really, depending on what mood you're in, what you've experienced on that week or that month, you know.
We like to put Frank's voice through different things, like maybe get you lying on your back and then you put them right there, or standing on your head. That often helps.
Stuff like positions. That. Sometimes you can write, like, a lot of the time, well, like I say, life experience is where a lot of the stuff. If you've had a bad week and you fell out with somebody, or you've had an argument, or you're having a rough time at work, then all of a sudden you'll write some melancholy, down kind of love song.
What would you never write about? What looks would you never write about?
That's a good question.
I asked Kimberly Ann a few months ago and she said she wouldn't write about going to the toilet.
Well, I've had a few interesting times going to the toilet myself. I could probably write a few songs about that. We would write about anything.
Okay, give me a few lyrics, say, on the spot now about a radiator.
It's cold and metal.
And sometimes it's warm and hot.
And clangs.
That's good. That'll be Uptown Funk to number one. That's amazing. What made you attracted to the coffee house sessions, and what made you think, oh, I want to tour around the universities?
It was to engage with people that probably never get to really see Uncle Frank, because a lot of the time we're playing to people that have known about us for quite some years. So you kind of play to the same faces, you know, and this is definitely a way of playing to other people. To be quite honest with you. It's quite refreshing for me and Naeem because we've toured for many years at a high level, and the thing about that is you don't meet people. You really don't. You get picked up in a big fancy tour bus, drove into a festival, led to your dressing room, then led to the stage, played the show, back in the dressing room, back in the tour bus, back to the hotel. You don't really meet anybody. So, you know, the closest people that are to you are probably 100 foot away in that, you know where the barrier is. And so it's the only interaction you get is when you hit one of your big songs and everybody starts jumping around. So to get this intimate, you know, and to be honest, it keeps you on your toes. You have to become a better front man because you have to engage. So it's quite challenging.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.